Whether it's life, relationships, politics, or current events, nothing is off limits. This is the Patty and the Millennials podcast, powered by Acme Markets, helping to bridge the gap between baby boomers, Gen X, and millennials.
This is the podcast conversation, Patty and the Millennials. I'm Patty Jackson. I'm the baby boomer of the bunch. And it's a conversation between millennials, Gen X, men, and women. How important is conversation? Conversation is extremely important, and we must have it. Today, we're talking about how do you stop listening to other people's opinions? Because no matter what stage you are in life, there are dream killers. There are some people who just clearly do not know what they're talking about, and haters. Let's face it. You say you're going to do something, there'll be someone saying a hateful comment on why you can't do it. We are starting off this podcast. Sex Dr. Heather, Dr. Heather Richards, is a sexologist. How do you turn those voices off?
You know, Patty, it's so difficult to turn voices off, especially when you're around people or you live with people or it's your everyday life is people who always have an opinion. And you know, people go to social media for other people's opinions.
Yes.
Which, you know, is a little bit disheartening to me because it's like, you know, listening to the opinions of others can sometimes be overwhelming, especially when you have unfamiliar situations. I think people turn to other people when they have unfamiliar situations that and they don't know, like a challenge. You know, so I, you know, as a psychotherapist, I help people build confidence, right? So building confidence can assist with following more of what you think instead of what others think, which lessens you going to other people for their opinions. Building confidence can be a long process, Patty, but it can be done at any stage or age in your life. Okay. Once you build that confidence, you'll start to hear other people's opinions, but not take the opinion to heart. You know, you can hear what people have to say, like suggestions, but then you say, oh, thanks for that suggestion, but I don't think that's going to work for me. Or you just take it in and not do it. You do what you want to do. So I think we need to get there as a people. Hearing people are always going to have an opinion, Patty, right?
Yeah.
But we need to start asking, do you want my opinion before we give it?
Okay. When you first started your journey as a sexologist, which is a real job, the reactions that you got, how was it?
Oh, gosh. I still get crazy reactions, Patty. I mean, people are like, what is that? So the first thing that goes to people's mind, unfortunately, is intercourse. You know, when I say I'm a sexologist, they think I'm in the bedroom with you. Like, hold on, wait a minute. No. So that's a surrogate. So there are people who do certain things, who come in the bedroom with you and teach you how to do things, right? That's a sexual surrogate. That's not me. You know, I go another route. I go theory. I go practice. I go behaviors. I go that route. So people listen, opinions, I still hear them about my profession all the time, Patty.
Deja's joining us. It's the podcast conversation, Patty and the Millennials. And we're talking about how do you stop listening to other people's opinions?
God.
Everyone has something to say, Deja. Uh-huh. Everywhere you go, it could be family members. And I swear you got to watch out for dream killers.
You do. And that's another thing for me personally that I'm learning. I think that sometimes my decisions are so influenced by others or just like being scared of what others are going to think about something. And then one day I was just like, wait, what do you want? I think once you get clear on what it is that you want and your goals, that'll help you a lot tune out the noise.
She's got Glassy Brown Cookies, 224 High Street in Burlington, New Jersey. It's always good to talk to Arlene Felder, and as a business owner, when you started, because we're talking about how do you stop listening to other people's opinion? Arlene, for you, you're starting this business. I'm sure you had people say, really? There? You're going to make it? What?
I had so many people telling me, it is the pandemic. Are you out of your mind? Are you nuts? It's 2020. Everybody's at home. Nobody's buying cookies.
And I would just say, listen, I know what God told me. I know what was keeping me up in the middle of the night, and I know my vision. In order to see my vision, I had to block them out to become a visionary.
We got Mommy Lexi joining us. And we're talking about how to stop listening to other people's opinions. I think of you in your work as a doula, right? I'm sure there were dream killers who were like, what are you doing? What? What's that? How do you stop listening to other people's opinions?
My first response sometimes to some people is like, get behind me, Satan. Like, I will very quickly, and sometimes people laugh at me, sometimes they look at me like I'm crazy. But I think what the easiest thing to do has been to be bold, like to walk boldly in what you know God told you. And so because I knew God called me to this work as a doula and always share with people, it was a complete pivot from my norm of operations and sales and retention in corporate America and business development and yada, yada, yada. This was a shift for me. But when God put on my heart the work to do with Cocoa Life and Cocoa Moms, it only made sense when this opportunity came to become a doula. I was like, okay, God, I see how you are preparing me for it. So when people come and are like, a doula, well, why are you doing this? And how is that going to support what you, the other stuff you want to do with Milestone? I'm like, it wasn't really for you to understand. Like, you don't understand the assignment. So that's how you stop people right in their tracks. You let them know that God led you to this. This is your purpose. And it wasn't your assignment. And it really is just that simple. And sometimes it's just a quick nod, like, okay, and then keep it moving.
Community activist Purple Queen is joining us. And how do you stop listening to other people's opinion? I'm sure you have had dream killers. Girl, what you doing? Girl, really? How do you stop listening to other people's opinion?
Well, here's one thing I have to clearly admit. I have finally gotten to a point where I can eliminate those dream killers out of my life and unapologetically. Because there are some people in your life that no matter what, you are going to value their opinion. Their opinion matters no matter what you do. As much as you try not to have your mama's opinion matter, daggone it, your mama's opinion matters to you. You know what I'm saying? Your spouse. You may not want to, you know, hear any nagging or things about yourself that the person is saying, but at the end of the day, your spouse's opinions matter. So, but what doesn't, you have to decide where the line is, where you're going to continue to allow people's naysaying to affect you and, or, you know, even the congratulations or the good stuff, because it's not always bad, right? People's opinions of you are not always bad. But what does affect you are those negative opinions and, you know, the naysayers and the doom bringers. So what I have learned in my life is to actually, you know, unapologetically eliminate those doom people who are always going back in your past and tell you, oh, girl, well, you used to do this and you used to be like this, you know, cut them out. It's part of good mental health. But there is a balance. So, you know, sometimes people's negative thoughts about you inspire you to be even greater. So then you kind of like, you know, where's the limit? But when it's hurtful to you and people are being hurtful to you, cut them out. Goodbye. Unapologetically.
Chocolate Divinity is checking in. How do you stop listening to other people's opinions?
Oh, girl, walk out the room.
I'm sure.
You know, I am the queen of get up and this conversation. Or this whatever does not serve me in this moment. Thank you for your time. Sometimes I will sit and listen, but Patty, we don't always have to take on the message.
No, we don't, but there are some people you really respect their opinion. There's other people like, you're not a good example. Or
you know what, Patty? What? The not good examples are the ones who are always trying to jump in and infringe and tell us what to do.
I know. In the beginning of my career, Toya, oh gosh, I had naysayers. How are you going to do that? You don't know anybody. in broadcasting. You need to get a real job. That would drive me crazy. You need to really set your sights on a real job. And I just had to block everybody out. Another time, Toya, right after Butter died, and I had to take over the reins of the Sunday Night Show, I heard everything from, she too young, she a woman, what she know about oldies. And in the beginning, it really got me down. I literally had to just, Patty, you're going to go into this. Thank God Steve Mason came in my life as a producer. I said, you're going to build a fence and you're going to block out the negative people and the comments. Yes. And you're going to do this show and you're going to go, you're going to honor this show. You're going to honor the memory of this man. But Toya, I was in tears in the beginning.
But Patty, see how that is? And people don't realize, like, it's very lonely there when you are in a space of all I'm doing is excelling. Yeah. I'm putting my best foot forward and people are seeing it and I'm being blessed for it. And it's very hurtful when you're in a situation with like your peers and, you know, even some friends sometimes, some family, when it's like, dang, do you rock for me or do you not? Like, what's going on? But a lot of times with us, we kind of have to get, you know, do a mental checkup. A lot of people have a tendency to project and what their mishaps and things that they didn't, you know, a lot of times it's very scary to go after your dream for a lot of people. People get caught up in life. So unfortunately, when they see somebody a lot of times who has followed their dream, they took that, you know, that courage to step up and go after what they wanted. A lot of people find a little insecurity with that. And in turn, they will try to project it onto you. So I just feel like everybody, as long as you just kind of know that, it does come off as very personal, but a lot of times it has nothing to do with you. It's with those other people. So you just got to put them blinders on and keep pushing, because I already told us what he has for us is going to be for us, and nobody can come in between that.
Brenda Best is joining us. How do you stop listening to other people's opinions?
You know what, Patty? That's never been a problem for me, because I never cared about what other people thought, especially, you know, when I, you know, knew that their opinion carried or had no weight to it. So it's very easy for me. I'm a reasonable person. You know, I love to learn from other people. I love to listen to other people. But then at the same time, you know, I can separate the nonsense from what's relevant to whatever the situation is or to whatever life is. So it's a very easy one for me.
Even with like decisions that you've made and people will say, are you crazy? Or what you doing that for?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Listen, one of the things that I talk about, you know, quite a bit, or just kind of have fun and joking with my friends about, you know, I was 23 years old when I got married, right? I was fresh out of college, just graduated school like a year before or prior to. And, you know, they all told me, yo, you're crazy. You're nuts. Like, what are you doing? You got to, you know, you got all your 20s to live and then you can go get married. And I will tell you what, those same friends that I'm still friends with till this day, you know, we have different conversations now. You know, a lot of them, and there's some that, you know, they still kind of talk crazy, but for the majority of them, they're like, you know what, I wish I would have went ahead and did that, because now I'm dealing with this, or I got to deal with that, and I wish I would have went ahead and I would have did, you know, what you did at that early age. So, yeah, that is an easy one for me.
Listening to other people's opinions. How do you turn it off? Woke Mama Whitney is here. And do you have a problem turning off, like, the negative, the dream killers?
Oof. Mama Patty, I am a sensitive soul. So it's really hard for me to, like, turn off all the negative. And it's like,
I'm one of those weird people who are like, you can have a million people say good things, but there's like three or four people who say something negative. And that's the thing that sits in my mind, not all the millions of beautiful things that other people are saying or the millions of beautiful things that I'm saying to myself. I'm a sensitive soul, so I struggle with this really badly.
Do you think this is something that we should talk with? I think of teens, right? Mm-hmm. And you see the effects of social media. And you also mm-hmm. see the bullying mm-hmm. that goes on. And I just think mm-hmm. at a young age, we need to embrace our youngsters to say, mm-hmm. you ain't got to listen to what everyone says because you got haters out here. You got dream killers. Mm-hmm. You have people who mm-hmm. just don't know what they're talking about. You look at them like, what? Mm-hmm. You're a mess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
My grandmother used to say, consider the source.
Ooh.
Like, if you hear anything, right, it got me right in the throat. She said, consider the source. Like, look at what they're saying. Like, look, if someone's talking to you, because I was so sensitive, I had a lot of these conversations. if someone is saying some stuff about you, look at them. Look what they're talking, like, if they're talking about, like, your relationship or whatever, how is their relationship look? If they're talking about how to raise their children, how do their children look? You know, things like that. Like, if they're not a good source, if they're not good source material, maybe you shouldn't be listening to them. It's just a personal thing.
Listening to other people's opinions. Dexter is joining us. And Dexter be moving. He here, he there, he doing this, he doing that. How do you shut off other people's opinions? Because I'm sure there are people who've got something to say. You got married. It was a destination wedding. I am sure that you had people. You can't do it here.
That's a great example too. Because it's weird too, because the people who give me the most opinions are people that I genuinely care about. Like, my family are so opinionated about, like, literally everything that I do. But I think that in my life, like, I've been able to be successful just doing what I want to do. Like, my parents actually probably don't agree with 99% of the stuff I do, even majoring in mass communications. Like, they were like, I don't think that's a good idea. Even the college that I chose to go to, they were like, I don't think that's a good idea. But every time I do these things, I come out on top. The destination wedding, my mom was like, absolutely not. But she was there and we did what we had to do. And everything that I do that I decide to do on my own, I'm always successful with it. So, like, if I can take somebody's opinion and I can listen to it, but at the end of the day, I'm always going to do me because I always come out on top.
Author Kim Reed is here. She's got a great book, Optimists Always Win. We're talking about, how do you stop listening to other people's opinion? When you started writing this book, Kim, did you hear voices? Oh, that's a lot. Well, why are you going to do that? Well, why are you writing about that? How do you not listen to other people's opinion? Because there are people that you can really go to for guidance, and then there are people who are like, your life is a mess. How are you going to tell me? Then you got dream killers and haters at every corner.
So it's so interesting that you say that. Sometimes people just don't know what to say, Patty, because, you know, I tell people all the time, because I had to learn this for myself. I had a lot of learning over the last probably 9 years of my life, a lot of learning, and really amplified over the last 3 years. Please do not listen to people who don't like themselves tell you what they don't like about you and what you shouldn't be doing. Okay? Please. Because oftentimes it is people who need to cleanse the mirror, right? And a lot of times when you do things and when you're doing things that a complacent person wishes that they could do, you are either amplifying the fact that they are complacent, or you're amplifying their unhappiness. So you have to keep doing you. And it's unfortunate because being average means you are on the top of the bottom. That's what average is. And there's a lot of people who dwell there for whatever reason. So here you come with your light, with your awards, with your recognition, with your great job, with your pretty outfits on the Dell stage. And, but you know, Patty, and I'm being funny, but I'm being serious at the same time, right? You will never be able to make people who are unhappy with themselves happy with themselves by the light we shine. You just can't.
Stop listening, or have to stop listening to other people's opinions. It can be hard. There are voices and people, we really need their advice and guidance, and we trust them. But in this world of dream killers, haters, people that are miserable, it can be hard. But like Kim said, sometimes it's just something that you must do. This is the podcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Patty and the Millennials. It's Conversation Between the Masses. Millennials, Gen X, men, women. You can find us where we live. SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcast, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud, Spotify, Pandora. Yeah, you can find us. You know where you can find us, where we live. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. This is the podcast, Patty and the Millennials.